Jamestown man killed in collision north of Jamestown Tuesday. Jamestown Reservoir Marina Building concessionaire details discussed. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A Jamestown man is dead after a collision 2 miles north of Jamestown Tuesday evening. Just before 5:30 p.m., a driver of a Buick was westbound on 32nd Street Southeast and came to the intersection at Highway 52. The Buick attempted to cross Highway 52 in order to travel southbound. The driver of a Toyota Venza was traveling northbound when the Buick crossed the highway and was struck on the driver's side. 35-year-old Aubrey Walker Buchanan and two juvenile passengers were transported to Jamestown Regional Medical Center and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Buick was pronounced deceased on the scene, and his name is being withheld pending notification of family. Some concerns were raised Tuesday at the Stutsman County Park Board meeting regarding the concessionaire contract for the marina building at the reservoir. Earlier this month, it was announced that Luke Anderson and his party with The Gym would not be renewing their contract, leaving the concessionaire position open. In conversations with other individuals, they had been looking for a potential lessee to take over. Park Board member Bob Martin stated his concerns on not opening up the opportunity for the public to find another concessionaire.
Shouldn't we be advertising that lease is up and looking for a new lease and make it available to the public? Well, I don't know if the public knows about it, that the gym is, you know, terminating their lease now, and you know, it's a new one available.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And the Defense Department's internal watchdog said its investigation into a $400 million border wall contract found it was properly awarded to a North Dakota firm whose owner used multiple appearances on Fox News to push for the job. The audit results were released by the Pentagon's Inspector General on Monday. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search News Dakota.